550 on WGR.
That should be outlawed.
Two high safeties? You don't like that?
Yeah. I've been there a ton of Raven games.
Yeah.
And I was years ago when this all started. And I'm sitting there and I was, and Lauren was with me. I said, what are these guys doing? At? I would outlaw that because that is ruining the game. The things we saw back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we're not going to see now. The routes that we were working on then, you can't run because you got that going on. That should be outlawed.
Well,
wow.
Good morning.
Mel Kiper.
Jeremy and Joe. Joe, I hate being right. This is the fastest I've ever been right. ESPN is having a conversation right now. Mel Kiper Jr. and Dan Orlovsky on whether or not two high safeties should be outlawed. A rule to stop two high safeties. Good morning. So we had a real good discussion with Sal at 7 o'clock about this, about the evolution of the game, about what's happening, and how you're hearing a lot about how defense is winning now. Oh, yeah. Defense wins championships again, and running is important again. And that's not necessarily wrong, but what we're getting at is it's basically the entire league deciding explosive plays are the key. And offenses have known this, and defenses have leaned into it and said, yeah, okay, go ahead and run it. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
The entire league is giving teams run looks because they know running the ball is less effective.
Yeah.
Go ahead and run it. You won't put up the big points. You won't get the big plays. You're less likely to score. Sure, 4-5 yards per carry. Okay, you're going to make a mistake somewhere. We're not going to give up big plays. And scoring is down, and touchdown passes are down. It's only 2 weeks.
Average depth of target is the lowest ever.
There's a big
7 yards
at NFL.com. That shows Allen, Burrow, and Mahomes, and their A-dot, average depth of target, 3 years ago and now today, and they're all down like 3 yards.
Yeah.
And the point I brought up to you was, if anyone wants to jump in on this, 803-0550, think about the shift in baseball. You could say all you want that something, well, this is just the evolution. This just happens naturally. Every once in a while, you might get an evolution that breaks the entertainment value. And when you do that, like the shift had done to many, or the neutral zone trap, although did the NHL do anything about that, or just kind of play their way out of it?
They played their way out of it in, well, didn't they start to by calling hooking?
A little bit.
You watch games from 2001, and it's not just the trap, it is players are hooking at each other like crazy.
The NHL also introduced the trapezoid for goalies, because goalies were too good at handling the puck, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no more of that anymore. We don't like that.
Right.
So evolution.
Two-line pass they also got rid of.
Evolution of the sport can go where it's no longer beneficial to the sport's entertainment dollars. I can't believe it's today. I can't believe it's already today.
Week three? Before week three's even started.
Before week three, Mel Kiper Jr., two high safeties should be outlawed. There should be a rule capping where they can be on the line of scrimmage, in relation to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
15 yards, 20 yards should be a rule. That's incredible. I didn't think it'd be out of bounds to suggest this in the offseason, to suggest this after a few years of this. It is already not quite panic time for the league, but one of the things Sal brought up was he's gone in on these conference calls with the league before, and you can hear league executives talk about, you know, XYZ. And Sal said that one of the conversations was that someone on the call said scoring right now is where we like it, indicating that there is a sweet spot. The NFL wants entertainment value. And if defense has found a way to play neutral zone trap and get scoring way down, the league is not going to like that.
Right. No, they're going to – that usually – it never does – it almost feels like it's unfair, right? Like offense 4 years ago was through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And was there any talk ever of like rule change?
No.
It was, no, this is great. This is great. You got to figure it out, defense. Like, the coaches got to figure it out. It almost can feel like it's unfair because when the defense starts figuring it out and the defensive coaches start winning over the offensive coaches, then, oh, well, now we got to change the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, but I'm good with that. Like, I want scoring. I don't need it to be nuts. I don't need to be the Big 12 where it's 50-40 every game, but I don't want Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen throwing for 280 yards combined in a single week. Part of that, like, was the Dolphins and Zayn
Kadiv.
I know.
There's a straw man here, but by that I mean, like, I'm going to make a straw man argument. if the league started to go all the way to every game is 10-7,
yeah.
Hey, it's close, but you don't want that.
That's where I don't know that we're at rule change. Mel Kiper is the one talking about banning too high safeties. I don't think we're there yet where it's like a league-wide, man, no. This might actually really happen.
There are a lot of factors. Young quarterbacks, you know, yeah. we've changed over from a golden era of quarterback to a lot of younger guys right now.
How many quarterbacks right now are like, they're just starting in the league? Like, we have four rookies that are starting right now.
Yep.
And really, it's almost more like six because Anthony Richardson.
Might as well.
And Will Levis played a couple games at the end. Like, you kind of got six rookie quarterbacks playing.
Yeah.
So, I do. But that's not making that's, up for all of it.
And that's with Drake May and J.J. McCarthy not playing.
That's right.
It could be a full quarter of the league.
But that isn't all of it because who are the three names you just mentioned about the depth of target thing? That's Burrow, Allen, and Mahomes.
Yeah.
That's not the rookies. The rookies are a part of it, but it's not all of it.
It's so interesting, like, as this evolution happens, I keep saying, in real time, and we've got, it's 8:45 on a Thursday, change the rules.
Well, is somebody going to figure out a way to say, all right, you're back there, we have this. Well, I don't know what this is, but this counter where we are still going to get our big play on you. It's maybe just that the McVays of the world and the Shanahans of the world and the Reeds of the world just haven't figured out what the this is.
And this is the ultimate point for me. Anybody listening that watches football, coaches football, breaks down, is like, yeah, you run it.
Yeah.
But the run is not, it does not yield the same results. Run for 4 yards per carry, run for 5 yards per carry. Scoring comes way down. Scoring comes down. Here's another one. You want to go like real deep into the weeds? Games go by faster. Less television ad revenue. Games are over quicker. I got the clock running all the time because all these teams have decided to just run the ball. Fantasy football. Like all the implications of what would happen if you got into a little bit of a dead football era, which, again, we're not at that. But trending in this direction, I can't believe we had this great conversation with Sal about it at 7, and here it is, 8:45, and on ESPN, it's like you change rules. I'm glad we talked about it today and got ahead of it, but this conversation's not going to go away anytime soon, I don't think. 803-0550. Very, very interesting. 1-888-550-2550.
Let's take a defender off the field. Let's do that. 11-on-10.
Yeah.
Boom. There's your scoring. And it's got to be a safety. Take a safety off the field. What is he? I didn't hear what he was saying. Well, 15 yards, 20 yards. Like,
yes. That you just you make it. You limit where they can line up. Which, you know.
So I couldn't play prevent defense on a Hail Mary.
I don't know. They just changed the kickoff dramatically, and said you'd have to declare.
They did do that.
Maybe they'd do something. I mean, this is crazy.
Declare a prevent defense.
You get three times a game. You can play it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
Basketball has...
Or final 2 minutes, this rule goes away.
Basketball made changes, too. That you can't... what is it? Defensive 3 seconds? Like,
yeah.
You can't just sit a big guy in front of the rim.
Oh, there's a legal...
Like, they're not allowed to stand there.
There's a legal defense. There are rules all the time. The hand check.
Hand check, yeah.
Like, oh, we don't like where this is taking the game. Get it out.
Yeah.
803-0550. Interesting stuff going on in the NFL. We've got a Thursday night football game tonight. Scott Pianowski, Yahoo Sports, coming up in the 9 o'clock segment as well. All coming up on WGR.